Yeah, it's one of those things where you have to kind of find your way to these places, and we live in such a nice area, but you do have to, and they're close by, but they're far away at the same time. So some of them are at the end of forestry roads, and then once you get there, you've got to put the backpack on and get walking up the mountain or the trail. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You were partly describing to me, you said the terminology is metal art. What does that mean, and how do you have to put that together in a frame to post it then?
Yeah, so rather than just like a conventional print, these are printed on metal. So because these are larger format, to do a paper print and then do a frame, they end up being really heavy and they're very hard to transport. So working on metal, it doesn't matter how large you go, the actual piece itself is fairly light, so it's not a challenge to hang. You can hang it on just a conventional hook rather than having to, install the picture. So you can just hang them up on a nail and they'll work that way.
Can you get the definition from the original picture when you're doing that then?
Yeah, so metal printing is not very forgiving. So what that means is, yeah, you get that absolute perfect resolution this way, like you would if you were printing on paper. The comparison would be printing on like a fiber print or a canvas print, where you don't have to be that detailed because the canvas is textured. But with these, they're very unforgiving, so yes, you do get complete detail.
It seems to me the majority have some sort of reflection in it. Was that for this particular show, or they just work the best with this metal framework?
I think what's nice about that is because none of these places, when you're locked in the mountain, there is no real horizon line because the mountains occupy that. So lakes form a natural kind of false horizon. So below the horizon level and above the horizon level. And I kind of like that theme that's working through the exhibit, that there's reflections in all, many of the shots are reflected. The majority of the pictures are black and white pictures. They range from very recently to about 10 years. And the show itself took 3 years to put together, getting permissions to have exhibit sites. The other thing I would like to say, if I can include that, if this is a traveling exhibit. So this exhibit will show once again in Kimberley in the fall at Centre 64 in October.